Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Now, during the break, Paul and I were talking about a couple of things. One of them, I did an op-ed recently about sentencing for child sex abuse cases, and I'd like the government to consider, you're all listening, you'll fall off your chair, mandatory sentencing. And I know what I'm saying, and I know the dangers in that, but let's start the discussion. Paul said that he'd read about a case in the UK where a non-custodial sentence...
Non-custodial sentence was also given for someone who pleaded guilty to historical child sexual abuse. But the interesting point about that case as well, Macca, is there was there is a governing body that helps define sentencing.
Yeah.
And one of the board positions that sit on that governance committee is an expert in victims. So someone who, in this case, would be an expert in child health and well-being and would understand sexual abuse cases. And that position had been vacant for 18 months. So while the sentencing rules were being reviewed and governed, there was no one representing victims on that board to say, hang on a second, that's not right, or have you considered this? And therefore, the process had fallen down where you get a combination of subject matter experts as well as the legal experts coming together. So I just think it was, an important point to note is that there needs to be, in these reformed areas, expertise that gives, you know, real life experience of how these things should be managed. What a great show, Macca. I think the messages that you've had coming through today have really resonated. But let's just run through, because Morgan Carpenter was the first guest in the first hour. That was a fascinating conversation.
And it was. And, you know, the thing is that the reforms in the ACT around intersex are really, really important. And, you know, Morgan spoke about them. They're not perfect. But at the end of the day, well, not at the end of the day. They're not perfect. It's not the end of the day. We have to start somewhere. And legislation can always be improved, but you can't improve it if you don't have it.
And the really circular part of the show today was, you know, there will be, if you go with Nikki Barth's proposals, questions about people who are intersex in the census to try and, you know, get some real data about how the medical profession can manage those conversations when they happen.
Yeah, and, you know, look, we're always thinking about what we should cover in the show. And, you know, sometimes, you know, we plan ahead, you know, for a lot of our regulars. Other times we were able to slot things in that are more current. I didn't watch Q&A on Monday night, but I believe there was a bit of a to-do between Greg Mirabella, president of Victorian Liberal Party, and Denny. Might follow that up. You know, J.K. Rowling, you know. Sorry, J.K. Rowling. You are a non-person as far as I'm concerned.
Let's stick with the show.
Yeah. So, let's stick with the show.
So great conversation from Morgan. And then we spoke to the most incredible parents, Jolyon.
And the parents of Eli, who's transitioned and has also had some surgery. And, you know, really the journey from when Eli told his parents that he was transgender. And there was, you know, some stories before that about self-harm and some self-harm during the journey. How they dealt with this, how they responded to it, and where they are now. And hugely positive story. You know, a few difficult discussions and points made along the way, but I was really proud to be able to do that. We actually gave three quarters of an hour of the show.
We did. And I've got to tell our listeners that, you know, we were very emotional here in the studio, but there was a lot of smiles coming through from Jolly and you know, from Joe. I think, you know, some of the real human things, the story about having to use, you know, public toilets as a changing room because you're in the middle of COVID and the shops had closed them all. It's like, you know, some of those really practical things just, you know, bring the story to life.
But, you know, I always think public toilets, they're not big enough to get changed in. No. And changing rooms in stores, and you having worked in retail, you should know this.
I know.
They are not big enough to get changed.
Well, I agree with you. But I think a fascinating, fascinating story. And if you didn't catch all of that, it's going to be on the podcast on our website fairly soon. It's definitely worth a listen. And a big shout out to Eli for really allowing mum and dad to come on and share the story of the family.
Eli has indicated to them that he would like to come in and have a chat to us. So,
along with Lily, Eli's sister.
His sister.
Yeah.
Professor Robert Boy. I called him Bowie, but he corrected me.
It's Boy.
He said he was a big boy.
Robert Boy, who's a professor, and was talking about the influenza virus.
The flu.
The need to get vaccinated.
Yeah, get your flu shot, right? And then Nikki Bath from LGBTIQ Plus Health Australia about the census and how we need some more relevant questions.
It's amazing that process takes so long. It always, you know, the census comes around very quickly. It's every 4 years.
It does, doesn't it?
And the fact that, you know, these questions had been worked on previously before the last census actually came out, and now we're having to go back into the process. But, you know, fingers crossed we get as many of Nikki's proposals into the census so we can actually start getting some good data. Because it does change things.
Yeah.
It really does help medical professionals, particularly, you know, both mental and physical health, trying to get the right resources in the right places to support our community.
Now, next week, we're due to have Sally Capp, the Lord Mayor, and I think that's in the second hour. And in the first hour, the state opposition, we've still got a few spots there to fill. I think it might be John Pesutto.
Oh, it's about time John came back in.
Yeah, it's his turn to come back in.
Give us a conversation about, you know, all that's been happening. I'm sure there's lots of conversations taking place within the Liberal Party hierarchy over the last couple of weeks.
Do you think he's been having a few discussions?
You and I both know he's been heavily in it.
He has. So, coming up after noon, a word-for-word reprise. Manny Desax speaks with Lisa Daniel. And I wanted to flag the 29th of April really quickly. We're going to do a three-hour show. That's actually during Radiothon. 1 hour of that show, so we'll be going from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. 1 hour of that show, we're going to focus on human rights. We'll be speaking with Josh Burns, who is the chair of the Federal Parliamentary Committee on Human Rights. We will also... I've just got a mental blank as to who. Leah Melfick from The Lobby. Hopefully, Ro Allen from the Victorian Equal Opportunity Human Rights Commission. And one or two others. So that'll be a long chat.
Fantastic. Well overdue. We've been talking about this for quite a long time. I'm glad that we've actually managed to try and pull this together.
But so it's a Radiothon. So that day,
it's going to be
the
29th. Big, big day.
I want your money, right? Your money, I want your money. None of this short arm, deep pocket stuff. Dig in, I want your money, right? Here's the news.
Macca, so one last thing. Thank you to everyone for your messages today. Yeah. We really do appreciate everything that's come through, and your wonderful, supportive messages have been very greatly received.
Yeah.
Okay, have a great weekend. Just coming up in a moment, we're going to have Dave with the news.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.